with me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us this morning. Melt us, mold us, fill us, use us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Amen. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was enjoying a typical Sunday. You know, church services all morning, followed by a meeting and pastoral care visits. All typical Sunday things. But then, that Sunday, there was one exception. I had to do something that Sunday that I hadn't done in a very long time. I had to buy a sifter. I know. You know, something you sift flour with. And so that's what I get for asking my adult son what kind of cake he wanted for his birthday. Boston cream pie. So I searched online, found the best Boston cream pie recipe that I could, and it required that I sift together the cake flour, the baking soda, and the salt. So that Sunday, on my way home, I stop at Target, find the kitchen utensils aisle, and search for what I think I remember a sifter looks like. I see nothing. But I see this 30-something woman, and I take a chance. I say, do they still make sifters? Oh, yeah, she says, oh, yeah. And she moves over to the broad array of kitchen utensils. Here's one. Wow, that's just what I need. Thank you. I pick it up, and then as politely and quickly as possible, I move on to pick up the last things on my list. As I head to the checkout counter, I run into this same woman who surprisingly says to me, I've been looking for you. I found another kind of sifter. I guess she wanted to make sure I had sifter options. And you know, I was just trying to get home. But I thanked her as I let her show me my other sifter option. Finally, I check out. But later at home, I think and share with all of you that I found it amazing how God brings people together in even a very short time over something as simple as a search for a sifter to make a grown son a special birthday dessert. But that's our God. That's the God that's all around us. The God is all in us. Ever present, ever connecting, and ever surprising. Today, we are wrapping up our preaching series on spiritual gifts by looking at the spiritual DNA for serving. Now, I think typically we think of serving as something we do, right? Or something we're trying to get someone else to do. But is that really what the Bible tells us about serving? This morning, I'd like to explore with you a particular understanding and response to serving. Specifically, we'll consider that serving is not what we do. It's what we allow God to do in us and through us and with us. So let's turn now to the Word of God as we find it in 2 Timothy chapter 2. In a large house, there are utensils not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for special use, some for ordinary. All who cleanse themselves of the things that I have mentioned, and in the verses preceding this, he was talking about people sort of chattering and gossiping and spreading rumors and crazy things like that. All who cleanse themselves of the things that I have mentioned will become special utensils, dedicated and useful to the owner of the house, ready for every good work. Shun youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with stupid and senseless controversies. You know that they just breed quarrels. So did you catch that image of the large house? A wonderful metaphor, we use it all the time. We are in the house of God, the church full of many different kinds of utensils, made from many different kinds of materials, not only gold and silver, but wood and clay, different utensils for different purposes. Each of us, if you will, is a different utensil for God to use. What kind of utensil are you? Are you a sifter? And what kind of a sifter, particularly? Are you a knife, perhaps, a spoon? And if a spoon, would that be a wooden spoon or a silver spoon? Perhaps you're a spatula. Or a meat tenderizer, tongs, a salt shaker, pepper mill. I see some strainers. Think about it. I'll be right back. Now you can't laugh until I get this done. Okay. All right. So every Christian, of course, is called by God to serve. And if, like me, one of your top three spiritual gifts is serving, you like nothing more than for God to use you just exactly as God made you. Sometimes for special purposes, sometimes for ordinary purposes, sometimes to wear a borrowed tool belt filled with kitchen utensils as you preach. So I ask again, what kind of kitchen utensil are you? Perhaps you're a corkscrew or a meat cleaver, a whisk, a cake and pie server, a funnel or an oven mitt, a microplane, or maybe you're a digital thermometer. You know, and I didn't know until I started studying for this sermon, there's a website. And you can go to that website and it'll help you confirm what you expect or anticipate might be the kitchen utensil you are. And of course it's called, What Kitchen Utensil Are You? And in less than 10 minutes, you can find out. I did. You know, I suspected, but I just, you know, you just want some confirmation. We all want that reassurance. So, what kind of kitchen utensil do you think I am? Oh, for heaven's sakes. That's right. I am, it turns out. It turns out that I'm a whisk. And this is what I found out on the website. As a whisk, I have a lot of ambition, but I'm a little disorganized. Perhaps I whip up some things from time to time. As a whisk, sometimes I can be all over the place with my plans and projects, but you know, if I put my head down and focus, some wonderful things can happen. You know, it made sense. It made sense for me. I can be a whisk. I can be a whisk in God's service. I can be a whisk in the hands of God. What can you be in the hands of God? Allow me to insert in someone. Oh, there we go. Okay. And God, you know, here's the amazing thing. God doesn't just need the latest and greatest whisk or spatula or spoon or thermometer or meat cleaver. God needs all kinds. He needs the hand crank kind. He needs the ergonomic kind. He needs the electric kind, the automatic kind, the digital kind. God needs all kinds of utensils to do God's work in the world. And Philippians, that wonderful passage that Maggie read that I used as the main scripture on the front of your bulletin. I just love this because it focuses our serving not on what we do, but on what God does with us. I'm going to read it again. You can follow along. It's right on the cover of your bulletin. For it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will, giving you that desire, and to work for his good pleasure. Well, we might think, just extending the metaphor, we might think of serving as being supporting actresses and actresses. Think of what kind of support I could be in the hands of Chef Bobby Flay. A whisk supporting a master like him in creating something extraordinarily special. Certainly, the master chef, Bobby Flay, could not do what he does without the particular utensils all around him helping to serve up the best of meals. In the Bible, you know, we have that story of Mary and Martha. Have you ever heard that story, the one of Mary and Martha? Well, Martha supposedly was in the kitchen cooking. Mary was in the other room sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening. Mary, I think, assisted Martha to do what she did. Could Mary have been able to sit at the feet of Jesus? If Martha wasn't in the kitchen cooking, probably not. If they were wanting something to eat later, what do you think? But you know, there are two things that bother me about that story when we think of using it as an example of different people made for different purposes. Maybe this bothers you too. First, you know, Martha complained about her service or the lack of service from Mary. I don't think a spoon complains about being a spoon. So was Martha really acting in her created capacity there? Second, Jesus seems to say that Mary's service was somehow better than Martha's service. But maybe not better in service, but better in quality. Perhaps like we might think of our fine china and our wonderful crystal, our real silverware. It has its place, but so does that old trusty wooden spatula. And the church tends to advocate that the person with the spiritual DNA for serving will do anything that needs to be done. And, you know, think about that. Is that really what we want? When serving, I don't think we want just any utensil for any purpose. We want to use a particular utensil for a particular purpose. For example, I don't think we want a fork to be used for the purpose of a spoon, you know, like eating soup. You know, it can maybe be done, but not very well, and certainly not efficiently. Servers, servants of God, come in all shapes, sizes, and orientations for many different purposes. And when we are each doing our created part and being a server, then God has a fully stocked kitchen, better than any William Sonoma store, from which to bring all manner of projects, causes, and people to full blossom and fruition. So how can we be the best possible utensils, servants, for God to use? It can all be summed up in three words. Don't you love it? Three words. Carol's going to just give you three words. Hard to believe. Available. Available. Clean. Content. To be where God can get to us, to be within easy reach of his hand, that's being available. There is nothing more frustrating than I go to reach for my tongs to turn the searing meat, and who moved my tongs? I hate that. Who moved my tongs? So where are you in relation to God? Are you available within easy reach? The Bible tells us, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. Next, clean. Keep yourself clean. Isn't that what the scripture I read tells us? Shun youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Be clean. Remember, you've been washed in the blood of Christ. Accept, fully accept that you have been cleaned once and for all by Christ dying on the cross, sacrificing himself for you, for me, for everybody, so that their sins can not only be forgiven, but completely forgotten. And since we've been washed clean by Christ, don't keep putting yourself back in the dishwasher. If you're in the dishwasher, you're not available to be used by God. Then there's content. Keep yourself to be content to be the utensil that you are. Don't complain. Remember Martha? Know the utensil that you are. Be okay with how God made you. Be content with how God made you. Remember these words, these scriptural words. God made each of us as a potter molds clay, according to his plans. Show what is formed, say the one who has formed it. Why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of some lump of clay some utensils for special purposes and some for ordinary use? Serving is a balance. A balance between human responsibility and divine initiative. And if one of your top three spiritual DNA gifts is serving, you'll want to be especially mindful of that human responsibility and divine initiative. It may come easier for you to take responsibility for keeping yourself available, clean, and content. Whatever the case, remember, serving is not what we do. It's what God does in and through and with us. And if you ever need a whisk, I'm available, clean, and content. Amen.